You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. The future of the workplace in a less pandemic-y world is still coming into focus. But one big takeaway, flexibility is key. A recent Gallup poll suggests that most people still prefer some office time. After all, sharing a workplace with kids, dogs, and laundry for the last 19 months has had its challenges. And lots of people crave the social ties and collaboration of a communal setting. But workers aren't rushing to cram back into downtown high-rise office buildings. The real future is likely to be something in between. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Rodney Mora runs a small product development agency in LA, so he needs a space to bring his scattered team together at least a couple days a week to review the products they work on.
As we went into this whole weird transition from everyone working in the office to everyone working at home, and now kind of somewhat in between, employees and workers are looking for a place that, if they do have to go in, makes them happy.
So he moved his company from a garden variety office to an actual garden.
It's really funny whenever we're on Zoom and someone sees our background, they're like, are you in a tropical landscape? And it's like, no, we're just in our outdoor office space. It's like kind of working in a little nice, calm jungle, if you will.
It's called Second Home Hollywood, an arboretum-like co-working space that opened just before the pandemic, where fully half the space is outdoors, with desks nestled among mature monstera plants and banana trees.
We're walking right now through a 1.5-acre garden, what has been described as the densest urban forest in Los Angeles, 6,500 trees and plants, 112 different species.
Rohan Silva is the founder of Second Home, which has several branches in Europe and plans to expand in the U.S. They specialize in workspaces that don't look like offices, or homes, really, either. Maybe more like the second home of a fabulously wealthy jet setter who owns a tropical island. One with hospital-grade air filtration, oh, and a Michelin-starred restaurant on site. Seriously.
If your office is just a kind of a sterile cubicle with dirty recirculated air and so on, probably quite hard to persuade people to come in.
Private offices start at around $3,000 a month. Hot desks like Rodney Mora uses, about $400 per person. Not going to fit everyone's taste and budget, sort of like the black sesame vichyssoise they serve at the restaurant. It's a kind of soup, I think. But the point is that the more going to work becomes a choice, the more workplaces become sort of like a consumer product, says Dror Pollig, author of Rethinking Real Estate.
So people will still use space, and I think people will pay for it more than ever before, at least those that need it, but they'll be much more deliberate about it.
He says office spaces historically have been almost purposely bland. Think elevator music. It's just the background, designed to offend or excite no one. But in a work anywhere world, there are infinite alternatives.
What we are starting to see is the emergence of these lifestyle offices or home-like offices, much crazier types of amenities and activities.
Saks Fifth Avenue is opening a number of fashionable office spaces inside their department stores. Restaurants have turned dining tables into desks that can be booked on apps like Kettle Space. And hotels are increasingly adding remote work travel packages.
So where you would have done a stodgy conference room, it was just, you know, more comfortable. So let's sit on couches. Let's talk.
Kyle Arteaga runs a marketing agency that gave up most of its office space during the pandemic. As public health conditions have improved, teams have begun meeting up again, not in offices, but in hotels, in destinations of employees' choosing.
We want that separation from home because, you know, we're all spending so much time there. But at the same time, there are some benefits that we've kind of become acclimated to, and we want to carry that over.
He's planning the next all-staff meetup for February at a hotel in Washington, D.C. Whether it'll have a Michelin-starred restaurant on site is still to be determined. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.